with Eric Schneider of Schneider Tree Care. And Eric, when we say care,
that really reinforces not just fixing a problem or getting you out of a pinch. It's also about long-term maintenance and the investment that you are making in your trees and shrubs.
When we look at our health, what we did 10 years ago affects us today. Well, when we're talking about trees and shrubs, what was done 10 years ago with a tree and shrub, or what was done 30 years ago to a tree, may affect it today. The sooner that we can start caring for that tree through fertilization, getting the right nutrients in the soil so that tree can grow and thrive, the better.
And no better time than now to go to SchneiderTree.com.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
I'm Lance Crick. After 20-plus years as a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina and several years as a state prosecutor, I joined Ryan Beasley Law last year to practice law with Ryan and Mary Hunter. Our team works in courtrooms across the state, including city and magistrate courts, as well as state and federal courts. We work with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense, to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our responsive and proactive approach in cases is at all times client-centric and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
In every case, for every client, in courtrooms across the state, Ryan Beasley Law, ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Walt Zipchula Road Rage, we are back. Ramona through the break says, oh, now here comes Mr. Anna Fender on the text line. He always has something to say. And then she says, he and Badger Mike always have something to say every time it comes up.
Yeah, and then they call and go, hey, Ramona, how are you? Like, they don't talk about me bad on the text line.
Mr. Anna Fender says, Jesus, not knowing about wiffle ball is akin to not knowing about apple pie, Michael Jordan, 9/11, or landing on the moon.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I see, but he's right.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's right. Oh, here's another thing that Ramona just found out during the break. She just found out that Clemson's playing Oklahoma again tomorrow.
Yeah, what are they doing playing them again?
She's like, why do they have to play them again?
Well, I thought they were going to play somebody else first. They got to play them again?
Yeah, that's right. No, they got to.
So you think it'll rain there?
Hopefully. Because I'm not sure that rain isn't the thing that can stop Oklahoma. I sort of think that.
Well, one of them could trip.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you don't need one of them to trip.
You need six
of them to trip because there are like 10 of them. And that's the dilemma. You know, they have three starting pitchers with ERAs under one, and they have a lineup that the worst hitter hits 341. With five hit above 400. So, there's nowhere to go. There's nobody you can pitch around. That's the problem. So even when you're, one of the greatest players in college baseball, I haven't checked to see whether there's any update on who Clemson is starting tomorrow. I would imagine it would be Valerie Cagle again. And I would think that, let me just see. Let me see if there's any update on Clemson softball page. Oh God, I'm in the wrong category. Hold on. Oh, is this not going to cooperate? Let's see. This comes to baseball. It would help if I could type. Here we go. Here we go. Tomorrow's TV designation is out. 1 p.m. I don't see anything as yet on that. I would think you would go with Valerie Cagle again. And the reason I would think you would go with Valerie is I just don't think you want to lose with anything other than your best in the circle. So I would think that as long as Valerie is good to go, I would think you would run her back out there tomorrow. I mean, again, if you're going to go down, I think you want to go down with your best. Shane in Greenville. Shane, how are you, Shane?
I'm doing fine, Walt. Nice to talk to you.
Same here, Shane. Appreciate you getting in.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome in. Have you ever heard of wiffle ball, Shane?
Yes, sir. My entire life. Right. I'm a Greenville guy. I went to Carolina High School. And so the Beastie Boys mentioned wiffle ball bat in one of their songs.
Yeah, well, Ramona probably didn't have the Beastie Boys in her playlist.
No.
And she told me she didn't like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you know she's going to have...
they said, I did...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
In the song, they said, I did it like this, I did it like that, I did it with a wiffle ball bat.
There you go. There you go, Ramona. Even the Beastie Boys had wiffle ball.
American as apple pie.
Right, right. Except from 3
hey,
to 7.
I appreciate your time. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the call. Yeah, again, Ramona, You're unique. I'll give you that. You are completely unique. Party of one. All right.
I'd rather be that than generic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's that. I mean, I actually had to stop. It was like, wait, what? What did she just say?
Well, it looks dangerous anyway.
Wiffle ball? Dangerous?
Hard plastic ball?
No. It's...
It's not a soft ball.
No, there's nothing inside a wiffle ball.
But it's hard plastic.
It's just plastic. It will smush if you squeeze it.
Oh, it does.
So
okay.
It's not hard.
Okay. So
not,
it wouldn't put my eye out because, you know.
It would not put your eye out.
If you're a kid.
This isn't Christmas Story and a BB gun. This is a wiffle ball. It's a little plastic ball. But to my knowledge, no one has ever been blinded by a wiffle ball.
Okay.
They were blinded by some eye drops recently. Did you see that story?
No, you were telling me about that.
Did
That's
I mention
pretty
that?
Scary.
You
were telling me. I don't know.
It was never.
It, on the air.
It was something I guess that hadn't showed up before, but it's some bacteria that like 9, 10 eye drop companies, and people were blinded, and like 25% of them died.
That's terrible.
As bad as it gets from a bacteria. I have no idea. All right, so here's what I wrote this morning on running backs here, and it was part of this conversation that we were going to have today before we learned that Ramona doesn't know what wiffle ball is. But I want to get into, we've done the quarterbacks. We did the quarterback list, what, Ramona, like a month ago now? I
don't know.
Okay. But that's up on the website. It was a few weeks anyway, the quarterback list. And what was that, the top 25 that I did?
Yeah.
Top 25 quarterback.
I don't see the bunny thing. You have to send it again.
Don't let me interrupt you. Yeah, Michelle sent something on the... Because Ramona thinks that rabbits are fierce. So Michelle found an example of two live rabbits attacking a stuffed rabbit to help prove
I want to see
Ramona's contention. I retweeted it, yesterday.
It's not on here.
Okay, I'll look for it during the break. Can I do it during the break? Would you like me to stop the show right now?
If you're going to make me write down a bunch of list stuff.
So I want to get into a running back discussion because I think it's going to be the year of the running back in college football. And I think four or five teams at least – have great running back rooms. In other words, more than one elite running back on a football team. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to wind up ranking all the running backs. It will be like a top 25 list. And I'm also going to rank the running back rooms. So there'll be two separate lists for running backs, all right? Not just one list. There'll be a regular running back ranking list, and then there will be a running back list, a running back room list. In other words, you know, who has the best combination of running backs in the country. And there are some teams that have great combinations of running backs. This is going to be, you know, obviously there are some elite quarterbacks in college football, but this is also going to be the year of the running back. And I think there are some teams that are that have almost historically great running back rooms and may prove to have that over the course of the year. And a bunch of them are in the Big Ten. I think that the running back combo at Michigan, the running back combo at Penn State, the running back combo at Ohio State are unbelievable. You know, it's funny because when we think back on that, this is sort of a tangent for a second. We think back on that Ohio State Georgia game, and you know, and everyone remembers that, you know, you lost the best wide receiver. Ohio State lost the best wide receiver in the country in the game when they were up, you know, 12 points and ready to make it 20, and it was going to be a blowout. But what people don't remember is that Ohio State was also missing both starting running backs, and they're both NFL backs, and they're both incredible. And Ohio State was missing both of them. So, I mean, Ohio State was basically missing everybody, and they were still better than Georgia. They didn't win, but they were clearly the better team. That's the way it works. You know, you got to show up. Everybody's got to be healthy, stay healthy. That's why luck's always a part of this equation. I know the Georgia fans hate this. It doesn't matter, Georgia fans. You don't need to worry about it because no matter what I say, you're still champions. So always keep that in mind. You know, 10 years from now, nobody will care about any of that. The book will say you were the NCAA champion. It won't tell the story of how somehow you eluded the two best wide receivers in the college game in consecutive years when you were in trouble in both games. but again, it doesn't matter how you do it. It's just that you do it. It's just the thought I had again today when starting to think about some of these running back groups. So let's just start here for a second and then we'll branch out into some sort of generic conversation about these guys today. So, Ramona, you won't actually be recording anything today. We're going to talk about the running backs.
Oh, yay.
We're going to rank them on Monday, right? So be ready.
So you're going to rank them on Monday?
Yes.
Are you going to bring them in Tuesday and read them?
No. I will probably – oh, Monday we're not here. Tuesday, yes.
Oh, see, Ramona knew that.
Yeah, no, I knew it too.
And the great Walt Zamtula didn't know that.
Okay, wiffle ball. So here's what I wrote on Clemson. This was on Will Shipley. And I was just thinking about Clemson's running back situation, Clemson's running back room of Shipley and Maffa, and where they might fall in terms of the running back rooms around the country. And I think it's a great pairing. I'm not going to go any deeper than that right now. I think Clemson has some other options, but let's be honest. You have two potential star running backs. Maffa has, you know, more to prove in that regard, but I think he will prove it. You know, if you go back in time, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know these things to be true. When Etienne came out of high school, I said he would be the best running back in Clemson football history. People thought I was crazy. He went on to be the best running back in Clemson football history. And even having said that, he's a step more explosive now in the NFL. And as the greatest running back in Clemson football history, he left a mark. The only dilemma that Will Shipley has as a football player is he had to follow that guy. He basically picked a bad time to come to Clemson and having to follow the greatest running back in the school's history. With all due respect to C.J. Spiller, who's, you know, two. But Will Shipley had to follow that. And I think he gets unfairly judged on that scale. You know, and people keep waiting for the 50, 60-yard runs. There's some confusion. Like Bill wrote me today, and he said, well, he thinks Maffa is faster and has better quickness than Shipley. That's not so. Phil Maffa is never winning any foot race with Will Shipley. There's a reason Will Shipley shags kicks, and he has been dangerously close to breaking a bunch of them. One of the reasons you haven't seen more 50, 60-yard runs from Will Shipley is the wide receiver play has been awful. And you don't have any big runs without wide receivers blocking downfield. That's another thing that needs to change and get better. I do think that Shipley's going to find more green grass in this offense. And I expect better performance from the wide receivers in terms of them blocking downfield and opening up the possibility for Shipley to break big runs. Shipley is a 4.45 guy. He is one of the fastest players on this football team. It's been well documented now. He's won all the sprints in the past, and he's that guy. And yet, I think people, they'll see him maybe occasionally dragged down from behind or something like that. But a lot of that has to do with downfield blocking. I think those things will be better. I think you're going to see more Shipley 50-yard runs. Remember this, too. He's still a relatively young player, and he's going through some injuries. And so you're judging him at an early point in his career. You know, for example, Etienne got better in a lot of areas, particularly as a receiver. But I think the only things that Will Shipley has done wrong, I mean, he's not great in pass protection consistently. I think most realize that. But the only thing he's done wrong as a player is get here at the wrong time. Get here in the shadow of Etienne. And so I think he keeps getting judged on that scale, which is not fair. This kid rushed for 1,200 yards last year and had 38 receptions. That's a great year for a college football running back. 1,200 yards rushing and 38 receptions. A great year. Listen, Will Shipley is on pace to be one of the greatest running backs in Clemson football history. And yet somehow there seem to be lots of people who convince he's not good enough at this, he's not good enough at that. Listen, he has been one of the two best offensive football players on this team the last 2 years. Don't get the offensive struggles twisted with Shipley. And this has nothing to do with Maffa, by the way. I compared Maffa, just like we told you with Etienne, I compared Maffa when he was coming out to Najee Harris. And we can find that. I do the reviews on all the classes. The day that we had that signing class, Ramona's in there shaking her head no. We had that signing class.
I'm sure it's there. I just have no intention to look for it.
And I said, Phil Maffa reminds me at a similar stage of Najee Harris. And I think that's what he is. I think he's that capable as a big back. And he's got good explosiveness, good speed for a big back. He's more elusive in space than you would think for a big back. He does a lot of things really well. This is in no way a commentary on Maffa. Just to be clear, I think Maffa's going to have a really big year. I think both these backs are going to have a really big year. Garrett Riley used two backs extremely well at TCU. He's going to use two backs here. And I think both those guys are going to have big seasons. And so, they're both likely to show up on my running back list. And I think Clemson's pairing will show up on my running back room list. I don't know exactly where yet. That remains to be determined. But my point being that I just think I hear, I don't know if I want to say negativity towards Shipley, but it's not ringing, it's not just positive. It's not like a ringing endorsement. And I saw some of that today, even in response to what I wrote. And again, I would tell you that he's already on pace to be one of the great backs in Clemson football history. And he's probably the third or fourth fastest back in Clemson football history. Obviously not quite as explosive as Etienne or CJ Spiller, but he's in that next, 1-2. He's in there. So here's what I wrote. I wrote, Shipley isn't quite as explosive as Etienne. Not sure anybody else in the NFL is explosive as Etienne either right now. In parentheses, maybe Gibbs will be. But that's Shipley's only real fault. In parentheses, pass pro still suspect. That he followed Etienne. Feels like he gets judged by Etienne. Will is still an elite back who will eventually leave Clemson as an all-time great. That's a given. Will Shipley is going to leave Clemson as an all-time great running back. And I think people ought to remember that. He's not going to vanish this year. He's going to be better. I believe that. I believe that Will Shipley will be the best version of himself this year. And what will that mean? I don't know. I think it means he at least replicates what he did last year. And I think it's going to mean more big runs. I think that per carry average is going to go up. 2 years ago, it was 5. Last year, it was 5.6. I think this year goes over 6. I think Shipley averages over 6 yards a carry this year, and I think he has a big year. I think he produces more of those 50-yard runs that people want. I didn't realize we're so late for break. Quick break.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16th, 2023. Void where prohibited.
Uncompromising quality, reliability, comfort, and safety. Toyota trucks, SUVs, and cars deliver those attributes, and you'll find them at South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Whether it's a pre-owned or new Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota delivers the goods. Built on their over 70 years as a family-owned dealership, see the state-of-the-art Ralph Hayes Toyota pre-owned store, as well as the flagship store in Anderson on Clemson Boulevard. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Friends, Memorial Day is coming, and that's the official kickoff to summer. No one is more excited about that than the folks at Elkmont. If you're hearing this, you are fortunate to live in one of the best areas of the country for outdoor living. Camping, hiking, paddling, lake life, 18 holes of disc golf, or heck, even regular golf. It's all right here, and Elkmont has what you need. Pick up a kayak or paddleboard and enjoy the lake life. Need a new disc putter? Elkmont has it. They have the performance clothing you need for all of your outdoor activities, and most of it will be on sale for the Memorial Day weekend to celebrate summer's kickoff. The styles you want, the brands you love, On Running, Patagonia, Birkenstocks, Z-Supply, Vuori, Howler Brothers, Eno Hammocks, Columbia, and a great game day collection all under one roof. There's something for everyone at Elkmont. See them at Highway 123 and 93 in Clemson or Highway 153 in Powdersville. And as always, go Tigers.
Tri-County excels in dual enrollment programs with a great college experience for students, saving families money and adding a technical twist to put skilled people in the workforce rapidly. From our 8 fully funded technical career pathways in manufacturing, information technology, business, and healthcare to traditional general education courses in English, math, and more, Tri-County dual enrollment is more than a class on a schedule, all at a reasonable investment. Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
It's that time of year. Basketball, softball, football, and cheer. Teams are scrambling to get uniforms on time. Even with supply chain issues, ACD Sports in Easley can help. They work with several manufacturers and get great-looking stock jerseys or fully subliminated uniforms, all with the extras like tees, pants, belts, socks, and parent shirts. They can even set you up with a custom team store so you don't have to collect the money. ACD Sports, next to Chick-fil-A on 123 in Easley. Online at acdsports.com.
I'm Lance Crick. After 20-plus years as a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina and several years as a state prosecutor, I joined Ryan Beasley Law last year to practice law with Ryan and Mary Hunter. Our team works in courtrooms across the state, including city and magistrate courts, as well as state and federal courts. We work with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense, to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our responsive and proactive approach in cases is at all times client-centric and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
In every case, for every client, in courtrooms across the state, Ryan Beasley Law, ryanbeasleylaw.com.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex, taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see them at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
To the Road Rage. We are back. Why? What did you say?
I was watching that video that guy.
I think Michelle might have deleted your rabbit tweet.
Okay.
Michelle, tweet that again. What happened to that? Because I retweeted it, but Ramona says it's gone. I looked on your page here. I don't see it. By the way, congratulations to Tim Burray too on his wedding. Yeah, 100%. I keep meaning to write him. I'm like late to all those kind of things. So, mea culpa, Tim Burray, and congratulations. And by the way, Tim wrote this in advance of 21 hours ago, in advance of today's softball game. He wrote, Clemson softball faces Oklahoma in Super Regional play starting tomorrow. Oklahoma will attempt to tie Arizona's record of 47 straight wins when the teams play Friday. So they have tied Arizona's record of 47 straight wins. How about this, though, Rabana? There have been just five streaks of 40 or more consecutive wins in softball history. Oklahoma has four of them.
Oklahoma's four.
Yeah, you were supposed to listen the first time I said it to you.
Yeah,
there have been just five streaks of 40 or more consecutive wins in softball history, and Oklahoma has four of them.
Okay, we
And we are in the most and we are in the most dominant period of Oklahoma softball history. These last three years are like
we haven't always had softball, so it's not our fault.
But right. Well, no, that's 100% right. But these last 3 years, they're like 175-8.
I know, that's just ridiculous.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's like almost impossible. But it is the case, and that is the mountain that Clemson will try to climb again tomorrow. I have no doubt Clemson will give effort. I look at this team and I think Clemson played well today. I can't see anybody touching them. I can't. I think they're a waltz to another national championship. And I think if you just compete, if you don't get run ruled, I think you've done really well for yourself. You know, if you just do that, I think you've done really well for yourself. So that's where I think we are. All right, on the running back thing. Oh, wait, before we get going, because I don't want Ramona to have an attack or something. Let me tell you about my friends at Elkmont Trading Company. Friends, Memorial Day is coming. That's the official kickoff to summer. No one is more excited about that than the folks at Elkmont. If you're hearing this, you are fortunate to live in one of the best areas of the country for outdoor living, camping, hiking, paddling, lake life, 18 holes of disc golf, or heck, even regular golf. It's all right here, and Elkmont has what you need. So get by, pick up a kayak or a paddleboard, enjoy lake life. If you need a new disc putter, they have it. Elkmont has everything you need. Elkmont also has all the performance and outdoor clothing that you need for all of your outdoor activities. And most all of it will be on sale Memorial Day weekend to celebrate summer. The styles you want, the brands you love, On Running, Patagonia, Birkenstock, Z Supply, Vuori, Howler Brothers, Eno Hammock, Columbia, and a great game day collection all under one roof. There's something for everyone at Elkmont. See them at Highway 123 and Highway 93 in Clemson or Highway 153 in Pottersville. And as always, go Tigers. Call Lee and Amy. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. 864-653-7002. 864-653-7002. Also, let me tell you about my friends at Canty. You know, look, if you're having issues with water in your crawl space, and you're starting to get these, you know, this moldy, mildewy smell in your home, you need to act before it gets worse, because this stuff is not going to get better. And water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years, and standing water under the home can damage the foundation. Rot wood and beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert on basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. Tell them I sent you, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, cantycanfixit.com. All right, back to the running backs. You want in, you can actually get in now. 654-7627, 654-7627. We're not putting anything in order today. We're just going to talk about some of these backfields and some of these running backs. The Big Ten is loaded with elite running backs. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State each have two elite running backs. I'm going to tell you right now, if there is ever a year that Jim Harbaugh is going to win the national title, it's this year. If there is ever a year that Penn State is going to win the national title again, it may be this year. Those teams, Ohio State, those three teams each have two elite running backs, two future NFL backs. They are loaded. And Wisconsin has Braylon Allen. And I think he'll only get better in this new system. I think he'll find some more room to run in this new system. So I have big expectations there. I think that you look at Penn State and, you know, their two backs last year were Frosh. They were two of the top Frosh in the country coming in. Singleton was the number one freshman running back in America. And both backs were top 10 or 11, regardless of service. And both backs produced 1,000 yards as freshmen. And they are both back as rising sophomores. And Singleton is utterly spectacular. I mean, listen, he has a chance to be the best running back in Penn State history. And Penn State has a storied history of running backs, going all the way back to Franco Harris and Lydell Mitchell and through Saquon Barkley. Penn State has a absolutely storied history of running backs. And there's a chance that Nicholas Singleton, is the best that there's ever been. He's that good. He's that explosive. He's that dangerous. I think that's another reason Penn State is that dangerous. People keep sort of sleeping on Penn State. Athletically, you know, they're still the team in the Big Ten that most resembles Ohio State. And I think they've proven that, and they've competed, and they've been close. I think one of the areas they've fallen short is actually quarterback play, but I think they're heading the right direction in that front too, where you have an incredibly talented young quarterback pairing with an incredibly talented young pair of backs. In the Big Ten, where you know you have guys like Travion Henderson and both Ohio State backs, Mayan Williams. Remember, Travion Henderson got hurt last year, and Mayan Williams took over for him, and Mayan Williams did all the things Henderson did. The one thing Henderson gives you that maybe Mayan doesn't is the 60, 70 yards runs. But they're going to have both guys this year. And, you know, and then, again, who's going to have a better pair of running backs than Michigan with Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards? Blake Corum rushed for 1,500 yards last year and then got hurt. And Donovan Edwards took up some of that slack and rushed for just under 1,000 yards. So they have a pair of running backs at Michigan that will be coming back this year that combined for 2,500 yards last year. And if Corum didn't get hurt, it would have been more. So, you know, there are obviously at least three super elite pairings of running backs in the Big Ten. Again, it's going to be very much a running back year. There will be great quarterback play, but there is absolutely going to be great running back play in college football this coming season. And Clemson's got a unique pair themselves. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
For over 70 years, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been treating customers so well, you'd think they were part of the family. Members of our Family Promise program who buy a new Toyota will enjoy perks like lifetime nitro on tires, gas fill-up, lifestyle test drives, and 3 years no-cost maintenance. It's part of our pledge to give our customers the best new car buying experience. Ralph Hayes Toyota, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263. Or online at cantycanfixit.com.
There's a lot to celebrate this month, graduation and the end of the school year and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling Cleaning Pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
You know what happens every Thursday night in downtown Seneca? We call it Jazz on the Alley. We get started with the Bang Show at 7 o'clock each and every Thursday, but we thought about doing something very, very brand new for you. It's called Happy Hour at Jazz. Here's just a few sounds that you're going to hear every week. He's in the All-Stars, Nathan Angelo, and many, many more. Check Facebook for all the artists playing. But we're going to be doing something new starting at 5:30 till 6:30 every Thursday night. It's called Happy Hour. This is a chance for young artists, country, rock, soul, blues, to get to showcase their talents. 5:30, you early arrivals, get here early and enjoy a little Happy Hour at Jazz.
Yeah, it's going to be a long.
It's all happening right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. Outside dining, great music, and you, along with 2,000 of your closest friends. It's Jazz every Thursday, downtown Seneca.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Trees, if you love your trees, won't you please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey, it's Bo Thompson here with my friend Eric Schneider of Schneider Tree Care.
You know, Bo, there's guys out there that can cut stuff down. I know, and we can do that too. But when it comes to long-term health of our community and our tree canopy, yeah, I've got a whole staff of guys that just really, they're tree geeks. They love what they do, and they don't have just a removal to sell. They can actually walk the property with you and give you a comprehensive plan on how to care for your trees and shrubs long term.
So protect that investment that is your yard and make sure it thrives now and in the future. Go to SchneiderTree.com. Learn about their services, tree removal, trimming and pruning, emergency services, mulch and maintenance, SchneiderTree.com.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
This is The Roar. Home for everyone good enough to make varsity. 105.5 and 97.5 FM, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Love Sweet Caroline. We are back. You know, Ramona, Tester writes, Shipley can't break the big run because he always trips when he sees open grass. There's a little bit of that. He also says Shipley's probably also facing more men in the box than the team because no one respects Clemson's passing game. There's a little truth to that, too. Yeah, those wide receivers threatened nobody. So this is the reality. And again, I Will Shipley is a really good football player, and people should not think anything other than that. He is going to go down as one of the great backs in Clemson football history, and he's going to build on that legacy this year. I'm 100% convinced of that. So a lot of good things a lot of good things to come, I think, on that front. Texas said Etienne was one of the best in ACC history. True. Yeah. And we expected that, and if you listen to this show, you expected all that to happen, too, because we, you know, discussed that at length when he was coming out of high school, and I made that that projection. You know, Texas said, imagine if you could bet on softball and all the money that would come in Oklahoma. You know, one thing on that who sent me this? Was it Jeff on Twitter? Bovada. So if you go offshore, you can actually bet some of the softball games in the tournament. Here, you can't bet them. We don't. None of the FanDuel, DraftKings, nobody had softball numbers. But Bovada had some numbers on some of this action, on some of these super, on some of the super regional action. I did not see what the numbers were on Clemson and Oklahoma today, but they still have, they actually have three more contests still up. So you can at least at one place offshore bet some limited college softball action. I would think that, you know, more would be coming, and I would expect that relatively soon. You know, a couple things. It occurs to me that on this running back situation, there's been a lot of movement. You know, there were a couple running backs that attracted a ton of attention in the portal. One of them was Alton McCaskill. Alton McCaskill was a star running back at Houston as a freshman. He was tremendous. Like one of the top two or three backs in the country. That's how talented Alton McCaskill was. Physical, strong, good long speed. There was nothing not to like about Alton McCaskill as a freshman. And then he tore his ACL in spring football. It was a non-contact injury. He's, you know, pretty far removed from that injury now, and he entered the transfer portal, and he left Houston, and there were a lot of big name programs who wanted Alton McCaskill. Now, we've not seen him yet after the knee injury, but Alton McCaskill himself, who is a very sharp young man too, he's not just a great football player, he's a smart young man. He is saying that he's faster than ever. And do you know where Alton McCaskill is going to play football this year, Ramona?
No.
Well, think about where they dumped a lot of guys and where they need a lot of guys.
Colorado?
Yes. Alton McCaskill actually transferred to Colorado. And they have about six running backs in that backfield. You know, this Colorado thing might be a little more interesting to watch in year one under Deion than I thought. Because I've been under the working assumption that, you know, they're going to win like two games. This is going to be a really long season. And maybe that's still going to be the case. But they have brought in some talent. And McCaskill is one of those guys. If McCaskill is fully healthy, it's going to be really interesting to watch. For all those, and we have been asked about this. Let me check this and make sure that I have no update on this, because I don't think I do. No, and we have been in contact with Clemson on this issue, because we had a caller off air some time ago who said that the game time tomorrow had been moved. That is not official as yet, and so I'm reluctant to report that as official. There is an attempt to do that, so there is some planning going on in that regard about moving the Clemson North Carolina start time tomorrow. But until I have something official on that, I do not want to report that.
Yeah, they moved the game, the baseball game, tomorrow at first pitch 1 o'clock, okay, and the broadcast at 12:30.
All right, there it is. So we were just in contact with the SID's office, and we now have official word. So the caller was in fact right, and so there you go. So the first pitch is what? Did you say one?
First pitch for baseball is going to be at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So the broadcast is going to start at 12:30 tomorrow.
Okay. Did you also say something about 1:30? A second ago?
No.
Okay.
It might have came out my mouth all.
It could have, since you don't know what wiffle ball is. It's conceivable. All right. So Clemson baseball
you
tomorrow.
You were probably not listening.
I listen. I hang on every word you say, Producer Ramon. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Canty Foundation. Hey, listen, water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water under the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. You need Canty. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major issues for you and your home if not addressed. You don't want to breathe that terrible air in your home either. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty. Tell them I sent you. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior or interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949 for my friends at Canty. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, CantyCanFixIt.com. One of the best backs in the country is Ole Miss running back Quinshon Judkins. Judkins, as a freshman in the SEC, rushed for over 1,500 yards, averaged like 6.5 yards a carry. He is so insanely talented, it almost defies description. He has long speed. He has power. He runs through contact. His yards after contact is great. He has insane short area quickness. There is like virtually nothing as a running back that Judkins can't do. He is just truly, truly special. He will be a featured component of this list whenever I come out with it, I guess Tuesday. You can look for him right near the top of this list. He is beyond special. You know what else he is, Ramona? He is an example. Now, remember, our boy Lane Kiffin down at Ole Miss has been, you know, excommunicating players and adding players at a rate that only Deion Sanders has been able to top. And so he's been involved in that. He has made no bones about this. He has said that numerous teams from basically all over the country tried to tamper with Judkins. Lane Kiffin has said that teams from all over the country tried to tamper with him. Again, this is one of the things that we're not supposed to have happen, but that's what Lane Kiffin's contention is. And they upgraded Judkins' NIL deal so that he would stay at Ole Miss. And that's what we have in college football now. We have bidding wars. We have tampering. That's the nature of it. I have no doubt. Now listen. Ole Miss has been so involved in both ends, the giving and sending off of players regarding the transfer portal that, you know, who knows what their involvement is. But having said that, we do know this. Lane is right. I mean, and there's no doubt in my mind at all that teams from all over America went after Quinshon Judkins. They had to. He's the best back in the SEC. This kid's one of the more talented backs I've seen in 25 years. And Ole Miss was able to retain him. Now, they did lose Zach Evans, but they have another answer, and that's Ulysses Bentley. Ulysses Bentley was the SMU transfer who didn't play a lot last year. He played really well for SMU. Didn't play a lot at Ole Miss last year because they had Quinshon Judkins and they had Zach Evans. And Zach Evans got drafted in the NFL draft. And Evans, I think, is going to have a long pro career. So Ole Miss continues to be a team that that produces talent under Kiffin without question. And that's part of the talent. Well, I mentioned Logan McCaskill as a transfer, and he went from Houston to Colorado. Then there's, and that's Alton McCaskill. Then there's Logan Diggs. Logan Diggs was the Notre Dame back, and there was a lot. Diggs received a lot of attention in the transfer portal. A lot of teams were very interested in Logan Diggs. It may have come down in the end to South Carolina and LSU. South Carolina was heavy after Logan Diggs. LSU was also heavy after Logan Diggs. Again, remember, Kelly had Diggs at Notre Dame. And obviously there's a connection there. And Diggs is a big back. I mean, he's, you know, over 6 feet and probably 210 pounds, strong, runs physically. And LSU was able to land Logan Diggs. I think he'll be the starting running back at LSU this year. You know, if you look at LSU's backs last season, I don't think any running back carried it more than 75 times. It was sort of backfield by committee. They were all pretty good. None of them were necessarily outstanding. And I think Logan Diggs would be a featured back. Remember, their leading rusher was Daniels, the quarterback, last year. Daniels rushed for like 800 yards. He was LSU's leading rusher on a football team that was really good. That's an area that they needed to improve, and Logan Diggs will no doubt improve that. You know, meanwhile, Notre Dame is going to be fine because they got a bunch of backs waiting in the wings, and of course, they have Estime, who, you know, Clemson fans will remember last year because Estime rushed for over 100 yards against the Tigers, against a really good defense. He is a physical force. Estime is 230 pounds and an absolute physical force. So he's already talking about being the best football player in America this year. I don't know if that's necessarily within his capability, but I do think, you know, 1,400 yards is. We'll talk more about these running backs on Tuesday when we come back. Enjoy your, have a safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. Remember the reason for the holiday. I'll see you Tuesday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Don't like it.
There's no moose in Maine. It's a hyperbole. It's an exaggeration. There's no moose.
When I saw those bumper stickers, I thought it was a joke. Like, beware of moose. Like, imagine that. Imagine if you saw an animal living outside in this Arctic tundra. I thought I should be like, beware of penguins.
The Diehards, weeknights from 8 to 10 Eastern on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Primetime Radio.
Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King starts now.
We're bringing class.